Topic 27. Crime. Just as we are attempting to eliminate force out of our national relationships, and just as it is obvious today that the process of drastic penalties has not succeeded in preventing crime or in deterring people from violent selfishness, for that is what crime is, and just as the social attitude in contradistinction to the antisocial position of all lawbreakers is being regarded as desirable and taught in our schools, so it is beginning to dawn upon the public consciousness that the inculcation of right relations and the spread of self-control and the growth of unselfishness, and these surely are the goal, subjective and oft unrealized, of all legal procedure, are the needed approach to the young. Crime will be stamped out when the environing conditions in which children live are bettered, when physical attention is given in the early formative years to glandular balance, as well as to teeth and eyes and ears, and to right posture and correct feeding, and when there is also a more proper apportionment of time, when esoteric psychology and esoteric astrology give their contribution of knowledge to the bringing up of young people. The old methods must give way to the new, and the conservative attitude must be dropped in favor of religious, psychic, and physical training and experiment, scientifically applied and mystically motivated. When I say religious, I do not refer to doctrinal and theological teaching. I mean the cultivation of those attitudes and conditions which will evoke reality in man, bring the inner spiritual man to the foreground of consciousness, and thus produce the recognition of God immanent. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, page 237.